Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it. You can listen to us anywhere all across the country. Mm-hmm. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 9th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Yep, hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Sup.
Bish Buck's wearing his Caps jersey.
Love it. Love your fit today,
nice
Jason.
Win for the Washington Capitals. They even up their second round series one game apiece.
JP came in the studio before the show giving crap to Bickle and I, saying, you had no faith. I never predicted they were going to lose game two. I just was down on the way they played in game one. And I said, they got to play a lot better.
I thought they were probably done.
EB told me during one of the commercial breaks the other day in the bathroom, he's like, Caps are cooked.
Oh, bathroom confessional? Is that what that was?
He said they're cooked.
I think it's a bad matchup. But listen, thank God for Tom Wilson.
I feel a lot better.
What about Mikey?
I think everyone played better.
What about LT?
LT.
I mean, I take the goalie for granted a little bit.
Willie he's been was playing awesome. Great.
But I've never seen, I'm not a huge hockey guy watching the playoffs. I've never seen a guy just dominate offensively, defensively, physical toughness. Like everything.
Yeah, throwing his body around, like blocking shots.
You know, the talk was before they had the better two-way players. There was no better two-way player than Tom Wilson last night.
He was the best. Close. He was the best on the ice.
It wasn't even close.
He was the man. He was the guy that put the Caps on his back last night.
He really did.
Carbs said after the game in the presser, he said, look, our leaders are Wilson,
right.
Carly, and O.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when they play bad, they get pissed off.
Sure.
Specifically those three guys.
And they responded and they responded had to last night.
Yeah, and they're leaders, so you kind of saw that last night, but especially with Willie.
Yeah, Willie was unbelievable. I've never seen a big guy like that just flying around, deflecting shots, blocking shots, using
his
body.
Gets the empty netter at the end.
And he had the assist earlier. I mean,
by the way, that game should have been 4-1 because Bovey just whiffed on an open net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
hit the pipe.
I would never hit it because I can barely skate, but yeah. Who am I to criticize?
Oh, no, that was unbelievable.
And I love that guy because he's got a similar last name to mine.
I thought you were committing to Beauvilliers.
Who knows? that bit's probably gone by the wayside, but really great effort by the Caps. I mean, they were physical. They put more shots on net.
I'll be honest, I thought they were mediocre in the first period.
It looked a little shaky the first period. Great response to even the series, and now it shifts to Carolina.
Yeah. That's a tough
place to get wins because they didn't give any wins to Jersey during the playoffs.
That's right.
And the Caps couldn't win there during the regular season. So.
Well, look, it was a must win, and they played very well, and the Carb said we can play even better, and then they're going to have to.
They definitely can.
When they go down there. So,
I thought they played good as a team, good, not great.
Yeah,
I thought Willie was great.
Willie was awesome.
Time to update the dubs tracker. Got to tick that number down.
All right, good. That feels better.
And Cakes, our boy Ryan Leonard was a healthy scratch.
You know what?
They took the 19-year-old and put Radish in.
Give him a break.
I'm fine with that.
I was fine with it, too.
Totally fine
give him
with
a
that.
Break. He hadn't done that much.
Carbs, like, okay, you get to take a seat for a little bit.
Right.
We gave you a taste of it.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that.
Well, I just need more. It doesn't matter.
Had like 15 or 16 games since he's been called up from BC. Yeah.
I thought Radish was pretty good last night. I mean, he didn't score or anything, but I thought he was pretty active. He took a couple shots, so...
Is Mikey their leading scorer in the playoffs?
He might be tied
I think he's got... It's either him or Ovi.
I think he and Ovi are tied.
I think he and Ovi both have 4 goals in the postseason. But
he's really good, too.
The over-aggressive style of Carolina, we've seen it in both... Obviously, both of these first two games.
Mm-hmm.
it can lead to breakaways. We saw it with Protus in game one, and we saw it again with Mikey last night.
So well, that was just a bad turnover where you just, I mean, he hit his boy right in the throat.
Yeah. So Cats need to take advantage of those at every single turn.
I would agree. So you guys slept better after a win, right?
Not great.
I think I slept pretty well.
I didn't watch the entire game last night. I watched the first two periods. Got up this morning at 3:45 and watched the third. But I did sleep better because, they were winning when I went to sleep.
Now, I obviously didn't hear the ESPN broadcast firsthand because like a normal, intelligent person, I turn it down and I sync up the 106.7 The Fan call with John Walton.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of critique about how it was very one-sided towards Carolina, at least on Twitter. And then, I think it was in the third period.
Well, the first period it was, I thought.
I think in the third period, they just had a glitch where, during live action, went to a Geico commercial for about 10 to 12 seconds.
Yeah. I was fast-forwarding through that.
Again, we're biased. We're on Monumental. We're on the network.
Mm-hmm.
Their game coverage is so superior to ESPN's, both with the commentary and just the overall production. It's not even comparable, in my opinion.
I mean, I like McDonough as a play-by-play guy. Ferraro is just, he comes in and out, he only talks for like 10 seconds for the entire game.
I'm used to the gold standard.
Of course.
Joe B. and Craig
Lachlan.
That's the gold standard.
I would much rather watch them.
Everything else pales in comparison. Yeah. I go with my man John Walton on the radio.
Yeah.
That's my next best role. They're not home announcers. They have to be neutral. The problem is, it doesn't seem like they're neutral. I mean, there were definitely times where they just and maybe deservedly so. I don't know. They were just outright insulting the Caps.
I mean, Grant Paulson was pointing it out during the broadcast, like on Twitter, like McDonough's just taking jabs at the Caps whenever he can, and that's not really his role. He's the play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if somebody's going to take little shots and digs, that's Ferraro. That's, like, his role in the broadcast.
But Ferraro never talks.
I mean,
McDonough dominates that.
I don't know how much or how little he talks. Because I'm not listening to them.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to that inferior broadcast.
Right.
I'm out on that.
Either way, we're going to have to deal with it because they've got coverage for the entire thing. But big win. And now we go down to Raleigh.
I don't know. You want to play some of the calls? I know that Chris has some of the calls.
Yeah.
You want to play them?
Of course.
Chris, why don't you lead us through? Just tell us what you got, and then we'll just play them.
All right. First of all, we got that McMichael goal right here.
Yeah, that was the breakaway.
Coming back to Gostis Bear. And a loose puck down low here that McMichael will chip away. And backhand out towards center. Mangiapane turned around. And now it's McMichael breaking behind. Shooting. He scores! Connor McMichael breaks through the Carolina D in from the blue line, keeps it low. It's 1-0 Washington.
Well, it all starts in your own zone, Connor.
I know. I was grateful for that. Let me finish. I was grateful for that because there have been so many breakaways that we don't bury. And Cakes hears me complain about it all the time. I'm sure he gets annoyed by me. But I agree. Stromer can do it, I think. And I think McMichael can do it. Sure, all these guys can do it one-offs or at times. They're pros. But we don't have guys that are particularly good at it. I think McMichael is one of the guys that can be particularly good.
I think eventually Leonard will be good at it. Now, he didn't do it in game one, but he's a really skilled offensive player.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything on a rookie.
Yeah, it's too early to really expect that. But, yeah, McMichael got an opportunity and buried it.
Buried it. Like, made it look easy.
Put it bar down ski.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
The atmosphere at Cap 1 last night was alive.
Yeah, the crowd.
It seemed like it was much more alive than game one.
Well, early on, I didn't think so. But then once they got going, maybe so. I paid less attention to it. In the beginning, it was pretty quiet, I thought.
You guys are giving Willie a lot of credit, and he deserves credit. But Logan Thompson, we haven't talked about.
I saw these numbers
last night. This is from Big Head Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously saved 26 out of 27. 96.3% save
percentage.
Should have
been a shutout because the one goal he gave up was a weird bounce to Gostis Bear.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a weird bounce.
It was a power play goal. I mean, blasted it.
It was a little bit of a fluky goal. It should have been a shutout, but it's okay. Gave up one. We can live with that.
Well, he was 2.65 goals saved above expected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they won the game 3-1. So, difference in the game.
I mean, Thompson's been a monster throughout
the series.
Well,
I don't think they win it. I mean, obviously the goal is great. They don't win that game if Tom Wilson wasn't there yesterday. It was a 0.0, in my opinion.
No, he was great.
He was awesome.
He was outstanding.
Yeah. And I think I think we still need to get a little bit more from Ovi, to be honest with you.
Could use that.
Yeah,
he wasn't on the ice as much as usual.
Well, especially towards the end.
At the end, they didn't have him on the ice.
At one point, he was on a decent amount. And then towards the end, not as much.
I think he only finished with about 15 or 16 minutes.
If you're looking to protect a one-goal lead with the last 3 or 4 minutes,
he's not
the greatest defensive player on the planet. We all know this.
He was on for 14 and a half.
Carbs knows that. So, like, why would you put him out there if you have a better matchup?
Right. You put your best defensive player, of course.
So, I think
he had 3 shots.
I think he even took himself out halfway through one of the power plays, which, you know, a lot of times, well, certainly down the stretch when he was trying to break the record, he was staying in for the whole thing. But I thought they were pretty good, but they weren't as good, neutralizing our power play.
They each scored on the power play, right?
They each did score. I thought they were, you know, it's weird for a team that's known for getting, and they even mentioned it, because I think we were all thinking the same thing. For a team that's known for just firing, basically, they don't really do dump and chase. They just throw it at the net instead.
They want to put it at the net because they feel
throw it
like
in the corner. They're just going to throw it towards the net
because they feel like good things can happen.
Something, right?
But they do dump it in the corner a lot too.
Some when they have to change or whatever. But for a team that does that, and I don't know how many. Like I don't think they had like 90 shots like the day before. Did they?
No shot attempts. No.
For a team that does throw so many in there, they do hold the puck forever and wait for like the perfect shot on the power play. It's really weird.
Yeah, and late
from my perspective,
I think it was in the third period. They had one possession where they had the puck in the Caps zone for
3 minutes.
I think
forever.
It was like 2+ minutes.
Two, yeah,
and you could just tell the Caps were just gassed, and I'm just screaming at the TV, "Clear the puck!"
Yeah.
Five times.
They had to get another line out there. Yeah.
Just clear the freaking puck.
Well, they outshot the Caps 17-7 in the third, so they were clearly more aggressive.
I know that the shot stats weird, but like, were they just chucking them at the, not shots on goal, just total shots? What was their
number? Shot attempts.
I think it was somewhere in the 60s. I could be wrong.
The time before was 90.
I think it was in the 60s, and then the Caps were probably in the 30s.
The Caps just played better defense. They had 33 block shots to Carolina's 10.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's because they shoot the puck so much more.
They shoot it so much, but then our guys were flying all around. I think we had 12 block shots in the first period.
Willie was salty. He only got credited for 2 block shots.
I saw
his quote. He's like, is the guy upstairs even paying attention to what's happening?
Yeah. He felt like he blocked about 10 of them.
I mean, it seemed like he blocked way more than that.
Oh, dude, he was flying around everywhere.
And then when Willie was on the ice and Aho, you know, took his stick and kind of jammed it back into the ice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Willie was so bitter. I'm telling you, he gets on my nerves. Don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
I don't like
anybody that's wearing that ugly Canes uniform.
I would only like him if he played for the Caps.
By the way, the Canes road uniform with Canes written in is gross. It's ugly.
I don't love it.
Their other sweater with their main logo looks good.
Mm-hmm.
That one, throw that one in the trash. And I like almost every uniform, so you know it's ugly if I hate it.
I'm a little bit salty, Mr. Bickle, because my wife and her and some friends, the Mooney family, made dinner plans on Saturday.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well,
now, look, I didn't know what time the game was going to be.
Yeah.
It's a 6 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah.
They made dinner reservations for 5:15.
That's all right. You can watch the first period on your phone.
I'm not watching it on my phone.
Where are you going?
Are you duffing?
I'm gonna. I might duff.
Do they have a TV?
This restaurant
you're going to?
This restaurant does not have a TV.
Oh, soul crushing.
Nope. I'm a little bit salty.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, like, I went to dinner last night too, but I went at 5:15.
So did I.
I went at 5:15.
I was at Open Road.
I was home in plenty of time for them to drop the puck.
So was I.
Okay. Yeah. Not being out for dinner during Caps playoff game.
Yeah, I mean,
that is heresy.
Now I did tell them I don't care as much about game 3 if the Caps lost game 2 and they were down 2-0.
Okay. It was contingent upon
but
last
since
night's
they've
result.
Tied the series, it's a massive game.
Yeah.
So I need to watch it.
Don't bail on the boys, okay? It was one rough game.
I know.
They responded well in game 2.
Okay.
Don't give up the ship.
My bad.
If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We'll talk Caps throughout the show. John Walton, the voice of the Caps right here on 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us at 8:45. Our pal Mark Robert's lead singer from OAR. He's going to jump on at 9. And comedian Rich Voss in studio 9:20. We're packed here on a Friday where the junkies don't go anywhere.